As you may have observed from its recent television campaign, the Navy is keen to recruit young men and women. With us today, we have Chief Petty Officer Peter Martin, who has kindly agreed to share some of his experiences with us. Peter, what was behind your decision to join the Navy?
Well, it goes back to where I came from. I knew there were better opportunities out there compared to what was in my hometown. There was nothing there for me except a lifetime of unemployment and messing about. I joined the army, and whilst in the army, I bumped into a Navy guy, and I asked him, you know, how long have you been in the Navy? He said, just 2 years, and I said, where have you been? He said, all over the world. And yeah, I liked the sound of that. The Navy was for me. In the army, the only option I had ahead of me was a few months in Singapore, so it was an easy decision to transfer, and I've never regretted it.
Was the transition easy? I mean, from the army to the Navy?
Oh, yeah. Once I was in, well, the difference between the army and the Navy is the discipline. It's a, how shall I say, it's that the training in the army's intensive. I did the basic training in the Navy. I found it a breeze. I could do that with my eyes closed. However, I did have a hard mother, and discipline was what she was all about. If you're raising six boys and they're all competing for your attention, that's how it has to be. But it wasn't just about obeying orders. It was about leadership. What I mean by that is that my mother led from the front, always showed us by example how to behave. And that's how you do it in the Navy. So, yeah, my mother set us on the right track in that respect. And so the transition to the Navy was easy. You know, at one stage, I was managing 110 people when I was a petty officer. And I managed that amazingly well. I thought I'd get myself into trouble, but no, it went well.
So you adapted. But what about the new recruits? How do they find it?
Well, some of these new recruits plan on coming for a good time, not a long time. Mm. When I joined, I walked in and said, this is me for 20 years. These guys, they can't handle leaving home, that security, adjusting to a structured military organisation where rules and regulations are put on them and taking care of themselves. A big thing when you're coming from school. Mum used to do your washing and your ironing, all that stuff, so a lot of these kids come and don't even have these skills. So I think it's important for kids leaving school and thinking seriously about the military. They need to be aware that life in the Navy is about self-discipline and that they're going to have to adjust to that. If you can achieve that, you'll do well. The other big factor they should remember is that you get friends for life, whether you like it or not, basically. It's the camaraderie that keeps you going at times.
And when you go back to your hometown, what kind of a reaction do you get from people when you go back home?
Yeah, well, I think it's more jealousy. A lot of them can't see past the front gate. I mean, they've got no desire to find out what's going on in the world beyond the edge of town. And that's all my generation I'm talking about. Mm. However, the older people down there welcome you in for a cup of tea to talk about where you've been, what you've done, what you've achieved, and just, because they've never been anywhere else either, but they're curious. I was the unusual one. I was the only one from my year. I think I was the first one from my actual town to join the military. If I'd stayed there, it would just have been a matter of time before I ended up the same way as my old mates. Pretty aimless, really. So when I go home, it reminds me of how far I've come, everything I've accomplished. And I get a lot of self-satisfaction out of that, to be honest.
Mm. How do you think the public perceive the Navy?
It's generally naivety. All they hear is how much money we're pumping into this and that, when things have gone wrong, guys having accidents. They only see what the media feeds them. And a lot of people see that it's not wartime, so why do we need a Navy? I think more publicity is going to help. We've just done a documentary on the officer training school. More stuff like that would be beneficial to the Navy, such as boardings. It would be good to document a boarding. When the Navy goes aboard illegal fishing vessels in our own waters or deals with smugglers in international waters, stopping drugs getting into the country, that kind of stuff should be in the public eye, so they know we're doing a good job.
Mm. And what about life after the Navy? Can the Navy prepare you for returning to civilian life?
Yeah, definitely. I'll give you an example. My mate Brendan, we joined together. He was in the Navy for 10 years with the Naval Police, and then he left and went into a position with the Customs Service, a border control detective. The requirements for that position were that you had a master's degree, but he went in there with just his basic skills from the Navy, and he got selected against 500 people that applied. And they all had university qualifications. You name it, they had it. But the skills that he attained from the naval police were exactly in line with what they wanted. The guys from university had limited ability in communication and leadership, but the customs people were confident he had everything they required, and that's why the application was successful. I think this kind of thing is something else that makes the Navy a good prospect for young people who want to...